Ever heard about that bookstore, like the one with all the online orders, totally booming, but they totally forgot about shipping
Oh,
costs?
yeah.
Turns out that one little detail almost sank their whole operation. And that's exactly what we're diving into today with this Latin Flash advisory piece.
Making sure you're not just staying afloat.
Exactly. Thrive.
Yeah. You'd think something that obvious, wouldn't be such a problem, but it's amazing how often something like that, a small oversight, turns into a major issue.
Especially with, I mean, are we talking like even seasoned business owners are running into this?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
And, it's understandable in a way. You're
Yeah.
dealing with the day-to-day.
Oh, absolutely.
Market shifts, supply chain stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Long-term financial planning, it's easy for that to fall by the wayside.
And that's where I feel like having some sort of expert guidance would really come in handy.
Oh, for sure.
And this is something that Latin Flash seems to be like a big proponent of, this idea of personalized advice.
Yeah.
Not just like generic tips, but really understanding the ins and outs of your business and what you're working towards.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really, I think, where their experience across all these different industries really
Oh,
helps.
interesting.
They were talking about a manufacturing client in the piece,
Okay.
really struggling. Material costs were volatile.
Oh, I bet.
And Latin Flash really helped them come up with a hedging strategy to sort of mitigate that risk. And that's just one example. That kind of specialized insight is invaluable.
So it's like having like a financial co-pilot who not only knows like the route, but can kind of like anticipate the turbulence before you even hit it.
Exactly.
Speaking of navigating, this whole idea of like misaligned planning, they use an interesting analogy, talking about like a road trip,
Yeah.
like a cross-country road trip gone wrong.
If you're just thinking about getting to the next gas station, you might miss the best parts,
Right.
You might end up at a dead end. And it's the same for businesses. You get stuck in that short-term thinking.
Totally.
You might be hitting your numbers now, but are you really aligned with your long-term vision? You risk your growth, you lose your edge.
Totally. It's like you think you're cruising, but you're driving in circles. And I think this is where this whole idea of building a solid financial foundation really comes in, because they talk about it, if you're putting up a building and your foundation's messed up,
That's going down.
crumbles. Exactly. And I feel like that's something that maybe isn't stressed enough.
And that's at the heart of why a lot of businesses struggle.
Yeah.
It's the quick wins, the short-term profits. They neglect the core practices.
Right.
What makes you stable? You need robust budgeting, forecasting. Do you have a risk management plan?
It's funny how those things, it's almost like they seem too simple,
They're fundamental.
but it's like you skip over them.
And then you're vulnerable. Every little wind blows you over.
So how does Latin Flash, I mean, what's their approach? How do they help businesses build that really strong foundation?
Well, it's multifaceted. For one thing, they go beyond just basic budgeting. They help you model different situations.
Okay.
You can anticipate challenges, be flexible when the market changes.
That's huge. So you're not just reacting, you're like proactively building, like you said, that really strong foundation.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. They look at your investments.
Okay, so beyond just budgeting, how you're actually, what you're doing with your money.
And not just chasing trends. Is this going to help you expand, develop new products? Do you need to build up a cash reserve for stability?
So it's really about, again, it goes back to that personalized idea.
100%.
It's like, what are the right tools for what you're doing, not just a one size fits all.
Your risk tolerance, how much you want to grow, and then you craft the strategy that gets you there and
Yeah.
minimizes the bad stuff happening.
Wow, I'm already like rethinking my own like personal
Right.
approach to this, and we're just scratching the surface.
That's the point of the deep dive,
Yeah.
to give you that information.
And speaking of information, one thing that I thought was really interesting in this piece was this idea of like the cost of inaction,
Ah, yeah.
which, you immediately jump to thinking of it in terms of like dollars and cents, but it sounds like there's a whole other layer.
Oh, absolutely. It's those hidden costs,
Yeah, and those can be even scarier because it's that whole like unknown
Nice.
thing.
The longer you wait to make a decision, the harder it gets.
Oh, for sure.
Something simple, like looking at your budget, just
Yeah.
putting it off.
Oh, yeah, things will magically fix themselves.
Right. But what if in that time you're just leaking money? Little things, subscriptions you don't use, you haven't looked at your supplier contracts in forever.
Oh, 100%. I feel like death by a thousand cuts almost.
It adds up.
Yeah.
And that's just regular stuff. But imagine you want to grow. you have this killer product.
Right.
Ready to launch it. But wait, where's the money coming from? Did you think about that?
Oh, no. That's the worst when you have the, you're ready to go, but you haven't, like, you're not financially prepared.
Exactly. Now you're scrambling, jeopardizing everything.
It's like you said, you're trying to build that second story, but the foundation's already crumbling.
And that's why I love this proactive approach from Latin Flash.
Oh, yeah.
They don't wait for things to break. They help you get ahead of it.
So it's not just about fixing what's already, like, gone wrong. It's about optimizing before you even really have to worry about it.
What do you want the future to look like?
Yeah, that's a great question.
What's your revenue next year, realistically? Expanding. How much is that going to cost? What could go wrong? And how do we stop it before it happens?
It's almost like having that, I don't know, financial foresight, because I feel like, especially as a business owner, you're in the weeds all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to lose sight of the big picture.
Totally.
That's where they come in. They're objective experts.
And, you know, honestly, finances are scary for people.
Intimidating, yeah.
So to have someone who can kind of like demystify it for you.
Make it make sense for your business.
Yes. Okay. So not just the what to do, but like the why.
It's about giving you the tools so you feel confident making those decisions. Yeah. You have support.
So instead of being afraid of your finances, you're like, okay, I got this. I think this is really driven home for me how this isn't just like a one and done thing, your financials.
Right.
It's like an ongoing process.
Constantly evaluating, adapting.
Oh, 100%. Things are always changing.
That's the key takeaway from the piece, actually. Get help.
Oh, interesting.
It's not weak to ask for help. It's the smart thing to do.
Totally.
Things are complex now.
Yeah.
You're not in this alone. Like, imagine you're going on that road trip, right, cross country. But you're like, nah, I don't need a map. No GPS. I'll figure it out.
You'll get there eventually.
Maybe. But you're going to hit every detour.
Oh, 100%. Miss all the good stuff.
Exactly. And it's the same thing here. Think of all the time you're wasting.
Oh, absolutely. And not just time. I mean, we talk about the financial risks, but that's got to take like an emotional toll too.
Stress. It's a lot to carry when you're trying to do everything yourself.
Oh, yeah. You're wearing all the hats. And especially if finances aren't your thing.
Burnout is real.
Yeah.
You're not helping yourself or your business. That's what they're there for, to take that off your plate.
Expertise. Yeah, but also like support.
Oh, 100%. To be that like sounding board for you.
Peace of mind. You can focus on what you're good at, building that business.
This has been really, I feel like, eye-opening, this whole conversation. I hope everybody listening is getting as much out of it as I am.
Gero.
We've talked about a lot.
You really have.
Personalized advice, why that's so important, the misaligned planning thing, the cost of just like doing nothing.
Hoping for the best.
Right. Not a good plan.
And that analogy, you can't build on a bad foundation. You're just asking for trouble. So as we're wrapping up here, I think a good takeaway for everybody would be to think about, is there something you've been putting off? Maybe it's finally making that budget, or like we were saying, talking to someone who actually knows this stuff.
Whatever it is, even a small step, it makes a difference. You got this.
And you got this. Absolutely. All right. Until next time, everyone, happy navigating.